Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your opening bell for July 31st, 2025. So yesterday we had Fed Day, okay, and the Federal Reserve came in and they said they weren't going to cut rates. So what happened? Rates took a little of a pop yesterday right when they announced it, and the stock market dropped 300 points. So why did that happen? So we're going to focus in on that. And then today's news, what we got is inflation was posted today. The PCE, the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors, it got posted over today. I'm going to show you what those numbers look like, as well as the jobless claims. They actually weekly initial jobless claims increased to 218,000. So we're going to focus in on these two things. And the reason why is this is what the Federal Reserve is going to focus in on. And now with tariffs, a lot of tariffs behind us and a lot of the other economic news behind us, this will be the focal point of today and over the next couple of days, because tomorrow we also get some numbers on the employment numbers, like wages and things like that. Why do we discuss these things? Well, I'll ask you the question, why are you watching this video? You're most likely concerned with these things over here and why they're moving. So my goal here on this video is to explain to you why these things changed based on economic news. So let's get over to it. So what we have in the news today is right through here. Inflation posts its biggest rise in 4 months with the PCE shows. That's the inflation number that the Federal Reserve puts the most weight in. So we have that to contend with this morning. And then over through here, weekly initial jobless claims increase to 218,000. So if you saw those two pieces of news, you'd say, okay, inflation's up and the initial jobless claims are up. What does that mean? The markets are probably going to crash, right? Well, you go over to here and the indices all the way across the board, other than the Russell 2K, is up. The VIX is down 2%, back to 15. But let's see what the bond market's doing. Are you kidding me? It's up 12 ticks. So this means mortgage rates are going to ease a little bit today, even with bad information on the economy. So let's really take a deep dive into these numbers so you can understand what's going on. So here's what happened yesterday. What you're watching on the screen right now, if you're new to the channel, is an MBS. It's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. And the yield on this bond is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Okay, so here's what happens. This is the price of the bond. So as the price of the bond goes up, rates come down. That's fantastic. Well, then yesterday, here's what happened yesterday. We have a two-day chart. Yesterday, right when the Federal Reserve announced, right through here, okay, they announced there's no rate cuts and the market plummeted. As this price goes down, yields or rates go up. Here's what we saw today with these numbers coming in. They jumped all the way up here and they actually were back to basically where we were pre-market yesterday before the Federal Reserve announced what they were going to do, and the bond market kind of cratered from there. So that's what we're seeing there. You go over to the stock market yesterday when the Federal Reserve announced what they were going to do, it dropped 300 points instantaneously. So that's what happened. So then when you get into today's economic news that we were waiting for, things like continued jobless claims or the jobs market, how robust is it? And also the inflation numbers, because these are what the Federal Reserve monitors. Let's go over to the Federal Reserve at a glance. I just want to show you what they monitor. Okay, you can go right through here. It's just called federalreserve.gov. You go down through here, and this is the economy at a glance. So they focus in on this, okay? 2.6 is where the PCE is. This is the number one inflation figure that they monitor. The unemployment rate's 4.1. We're going to see how that comes in tomorrow. And then we got GDP yesterday, and it was a positive 3 from a negative 0.5. So inflation on the PCE is ticking up a little bit, but is it as bad as what the markets are kind of showing or the headlines show? Well, let's get over and look at the real numbers. If you go to the economic calendar, here's what I want you guys to understand. Yesterday, we had some information coming in. ADP payroll numbers said that the payroll was pretty good. I didn't really throw that out with the bathwater. Then we had GDP, which shows a 3% increase. And that's what we got yesterday. And then the Federal Reserve came in and didn't do anything with rates. And now they were saying, okay, we're going to pay real attention, close attention to the jobs market now and inflation. So this is what we got today. We got initial jobless claims, 218,000. The last reading was 217,000. They thought it would go to 222. It's actually better than expected. And right basically at point where we were last time, you go over to the continued jobless claims and we're 1.946 previously, and I don't know if this is a misprint, but we're at 1.946 right now. So this is saying the job market isn't deteriorating tremendously, and it's not building up on the continued jobless claim, meaning people are also getting their jobs back somewhere. Then you go to the PCE, and here's the numbers that the Federal Reserve focuses in on. You want to look at month over month and also year over year. You go over to here, and month over month, inflation was previously at 0.2. They expected it to go up 0.3. It went up 0.3. Okay, so that's right in line. Now, here's the year-over-year number that they're really focusing in on. The last reading was 2.8. They expected it to come at 2.7. It came in at 2.8. Now, that's the core piece. It strips out food and energy. Now, let's go down to this piece and see what these look like. So, if we go over month over month, it went from 0.2 to 0.3. Not a huge move there. PCE price index year over year. Now, here's what's going to get the headlines. Last reading was 2.4. It was expected to go to 2.5. It went up to 2.6. But that's what's getting the headlines right now, saying inflation's going up. But the markets seem to not really be all that hesitant with these numbers, because right now we're having a nice little rally in the bond markets, up 12 ticks. Not really anything to write home about, at least. But at least mortgage rates aren't going to go up based on this news that we have so far today. So tomorrow, what we have coming in on Friday, we have a lot of numbers in regards to payroll, and it's going to give us the true unemployment rate tomorrow. So tomorrow, we're going to get average hourly earnings, non-farm payroll, and the unemployment rate. This is going to fill in the gap on job, you know, how much people are making. Today, we got the beat on how many people are working. So it's working, how much they're making, and we're going to see if everybody's keeping up with inflation, because that's the biggest concern right now. If people's wages don't keep up with inflation, then everything's going to kind of spiral downward from there. But so far, so good. There wasn't really any breaking news on tariffs that we've seen overnight, so that's not really going to affect the markets. Let's get over to the CME FedWatch tool. This is a tool that we watch to see what the Federal Reserve will propose to do at the next few meetings. If we go down through here, they just had a meeting yesterday, so this is going to be updated. But if you go down through here and see what the probabilities of rate cuts at the next meeting. Now, the September meeting yesterday, it was about 65 in the middle of the day or before the Federal Reserve announced. Then it dropped into the about 55 range, and now we're back up to 60%. So there's a 60% chance now maybe the Federal Reserve will cut at the next meeting. Let's go to the aggregate. We go to the aggregate. It's looking like a 60% chance still there. But then in the October meeting, that's when now they're saying the Fed's going to kick the can and possibly cut at the October meeting. Now, this is what caused the chaos yesterday. They're saying, okay, the Fed's not going to cut rates, even though they said the economy's doing very well and tariffs, most of the tariffs are built into the system and it really hasn't spiked inflation out of control. And the markets were like, what are you doing? But then as you read into the data, basically everybody's thinking that they're just kicking the can down the road further and further. When are they going to cut? That's the dilemma that the market has right now. So again, based on the news information you have, please don't judge a book by its cover, folks. If you watch this, inflation posts biggest rise in 4 months with the PCE. But you really have to dive into the details, because sometimes it's not as bad as the surface looks. So that's that so far for today, folks. So if you want to check out and see, you know, if you're watching this video, here's what I want to help you with. If you're watching this video and you need some assistance, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, I'd love to help you. Okay, so my name is Dan Frio. I do these videos actually twice a day to help you guys understand the markets, especially what's going on with real estate and interest rates. I've been doing this for over 35 years, and I'm federally licensed, which means I work in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And the reason why is I work at a federal bank. So yeah, I work at a federal bank, which gives me a federal license. Okay, the unique thing about us is we're set up with also 33 other banks, credit unions, and mortgage lenders. So your question might be, Dan, why do you work at a bank, but you also have 33 other lenders to work with? Well, what are you doing? You're watching this video to kind of get some ideas what interest rates are and how to maneuver through a mortgage. So when you actually apply for a mortgage, what do? You've always been taught you got to get three estimates, right? Well, wonder if we can compare up to 33 different lenders for you on this one website. Okay, so here's how it works. We don't sell your loans, or you don't put in your information. We sell it. You're going to get calls from 10 different places. You work with me during this whole process. So here's how it works. You put in your application up through here, or schedule a consultation. We'll get your application. Then we'll call you. It'll be me or Alan. We'll go through exactly what you're looking to do. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get you approved. And then that's where the hard work starts. We'll get the rates, see what kind of rates we can get you here at the bank. But then we're also going to reach out to 33 other banks and lenders and credit unions. And we're going to see who's got a better rate possibly than us. Maybe better rate, lower fees. And that's what our goal is. So it doesn't matter if we go through our bank or one of the 33 other banks. You can work with me during this entire process, and that's how it works. So we're doing all the hard work for you. We're doing all the shopping for you. So join us usually on Wednesdays. We'll show you how we do this behind the scenes. So check out a video. I'll try to put it right up through here that we did last week to show you exactly how this works. So that's it for today, folks. I will be back today at 2:00. We're going to go over what happens if your lender turns you down. What are your options? And is there any hope out there? Fortunately, there is a lot of hope out there because we see a lot of people getting denied that we can actually turn around and actually do the loans for. So a little intrigued on that. Well, check out today's live event with me and Alan. We're going to talk about those, why people get denied, but really can still get approved for a loan. So check out that video. It might be a little intriguing to you, and hopefully it'll teach you a little bit more about the mortgage process. But right now, folks, mortgage rates should ease just a little bit more. We might be about to 6.73 or 6.72 by the end of the day. If you're looking to refinance and you're stuck at a higher rate, please check out our refinance tab right through here. You can click in there and let me know what interest rate you're looking for to refinance. When rates hit there, I'll make sure I reach out to you. We go through the numbers, and if it works, we'll get you locked in and move forward. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you here at 2 o'clock to see if you got denied. Is there hope for you at the end of the tunnel? Thanks for watching, folks. Bye-bye.